In tonight's County Conversation, we speak with Humboldt County Supervisor Natalie Arroyo, who represents the 4th District, including the cities of Eureka, Fairhaven, and Samoa. Typically, we check in with the supervisor on the 4th Monday of each month. However, this interview was recorded last week after she learned that she would be deployed by the Humboldt Sector Coast Guard to respond to the LA wildfires. Supervisor Arroyo, thank you for joining us. Last time we spoke, it was just hours before your healthcare town hall forum. While KMUD has highlighted some key moments from the event, could you summarize the forum for our listeners and share your most important takeaways from the discussion?
Well, I would say it was a really successful event. We had nearly 200 people watching the live stream, and you know, more than 150 people who attended in person. So it was a really productive conversation. So I started with a presentation about my my research into the topic of healthcare provider recruitment and retention. So specifically thinking about, you know, doctors and advanced care providers in our community. That's a topic I hear, you know, a lot of concern about from constituents. So I dove into that. So I gave a summary of what I'd found, but the real key feature was the a panel of CEOs of local hospitals and healthcare institutions and our public health officer and some other fine folks who are really knowledgeable about provider recruitment and retention. And so they, you know, they shared what they're doing. I think the best part about it, I think, for community members was just being able to put a face and a name together and understand who these people are and kind of what they're doing in their communities. I don't think that everyone who lives in Humboldt is as familiar with the variety of institutions that we have here and what they do. So that was, I think, the biggest takeaway. I mean, we are struggling as many rural communities are struggling. So I don't know that there was one particular thing that we can do differently, but it's certainly the beginning of, I think, a meaningful conversation and an opportunity for me to engage and other elected officials to engage with the healthcare sector on an ongoing basis.
St. Joseph Hospital has been at the center of multiple protests lately, healthcare workers demonstrating over staffing issues and community members raising concerns over its reproductive healthcare policies. Given that St. Joseph operates as a nonprofit under the umbrella of Providence Healthcare, a conglomerate, how do you navigate these complex challenges in a small rural community like ours?
Well, I mean, I want to start by saying those are really important issues to me. The gender-affirming care and reproductive care that all of our institutions provide is critically important, and it's required by law in California, and it's expected by our community. As far as how, you know, the approach that our local institutions are taking to this, I want to urge them to do the right thing by the law and by their patients. And it's an area where I have very little direct influence. So I am trying to add my voice to the community voices saying, like, please do the right thing. And as far as the upcoming, you know, actions that are planned, you know, I support the right of workers to organize. And again, I'm not really in a decision-making role and have no direct influence there, but I do want to urge that the, you know, community members who work there exercise their rights, and that's what they're doing. And I really greatly appreciate that. This is a moment in time where I want to see, you know, civic engagement and discourse be respected and upheld, and the rights of people to protest continue to be upheld in our country and in our communities. So I urge them to make their voices heard.
Shifting to broader public health concerns, it has been exactly 5 years since Humboldt County confirmed its first case of COVID-19. Amid growing concerns over avian flu, what key lessons has the county learned from the pandemic, and how is the Department of Health and Human Services preparing if bird flu becomes a more serious public health threat?
Well, we have a pretty phenomenal public health department. So I have to say, our public health officer has been keeping us informed regularly of, what's been happening with the avian flu, and what, what measures we're taking for detection. So working with, our public health team, and environmental health down the line, should that become necessary to, do ongoing monitoring of, they can detect essentially viral loads from wastewater treatment, things like that. So there's some detection options that have that are available to us there as well. So we'll continue to monitor it. I will say, we did a great job of getting information and vaccines out. There was also a really active disinformation campaign about that was inaccurate about the safety of that. Those like medically available treatments and options that were free to our community members. And I will say that I have grave concerns that as we move forward with the national landscape of public health, that that will continue to be that inaccurate narrative will continue to be out there. So I think it's our job to continue to provide accurate information and face time with folks like our public health officer, so people learn to get to know her and trust her, and that's a big part of why she was part of the panel discussion I hosted. And she's, a very direct and likable person. So hopefully, as folks get to know her, they will trust that source of information. We will continue to monitor the situation and make sure that our community knows what's going on if we have any hits at all, and knows how to keep themselves safe.
By the time this reaches our airwaves, you will have been deployed to serve in another California county. Can you share what information you're able to about this role and what it entails?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a Coast Guard Reserve officer, which means that I can be activated for short-term deployments as needed by the service. So I will be going down to Los Angeles County in response to the fires, and I won't be able to share too much more about the specifics of my mission and location. And honestly, I don't know them yet. I just know the broad strokes of what I'm doing to help. So I'll be going down there for a few short weeks, less than a month. And that will put a little pressure on my fellow board members to help, kind of fill my spot for a short period of time, and our staff. But everyone's been very understanding and helpful so far. And once in a blue moon, this does happen. When I was on the Eureka City Council, I went to the East Coast to help with an oil spill response to a major disaster there, for about a month. And so, once in a while, it does happen, and I'm able to, help out. So I will say, in response to the LA fires, I know our community and all communities around the state have had an outpouring of support for our neighbors to the south, and so I'm glad that I'll be able to, to assist them.
Any other additional updates or messages you would like to share with the public?
Well, our board did just sign did just agree to sign a memorandum of understanding about the Eel River and Russian River as we move forward with the process of dam removal on the Eel, or I should say, as PG&E moves forward with that process. So we did unanimously decide this week to support an agreement that limits the diversions from the Eel to the Russian River watershed to the wet weather season only. It really steeply curtails the amount of water diverted, and it ensures that there's restoration funding for the eel to ensure, environmental restoration of that watershed. So I think, it's not maybe the ideal outcome in everyone's view, but I'm happy with it, and I think it'll help dam removal move forward expeditiously, which is the most important thing in my book.
Thank you, Supervisor Arroyo. We appreciate you joining us for our monthly County Conversations check-in and wish you the best on your assignment in LA.
All right, thank you for having me.
That was Supervisor Natalie Arroyo speaking in our monthly segment, County Conversations. You can catch our check-in with the 4th District Supervisor on the 4th Monday of each month.